Okay, but you'd never use it to one person. Okay, suppose...
You all come.
It was a bunch of people, and they had left their coats somewhere, and you wanted to know where. You might ask, where are...
Where are the coats?
You're talking to them. Where are...
Where are the coats? You said you left a bunch of coats somewhere, didn't you?
You're talking to the people.
Oh.
And you're asking, where are...
Where are the coats?
Would you ever say you all's coats?
No.
Okay. Or y'all's? Where are y'all's?
No, I'd say, where are your coats?
All right. Suppose there had been some people at a party and you hadn't gone and you wanted to know who was at the party. You might ask who?
Who came to the party?
Would you ever say who all?
Yeah, who all. That's right. I've done that.
All right.
Who all came to the party? Mm-hmm.
And if you had not gone to church and you wanted to know what the preacher had said, you might ask somebody what?
What was the sermon all about?
Would you ever...
Or what did he preach on?
Would you ever say what all?
What all?
What all did he talk about?
What all?
Mm-hmm.
Don't believe I've ever said that.
Okay.
Thought it'd be just like me, they wouldn't remember.
If nobody else will look out for them, you might say they've got to look out for...
themselves.
And if nobody will do it for him, he's got to do it...
himself.
All right. And stuff that's made out of flour and baked in a loaf is...
is bread.
What are some kinds of bread?
Loaf bread, white bread, wheat bread, rye bread, biscuits, corn bread. I don't know, a lot of bread. I said rye bread.
Yeah. Anything other than corn bread that's made out of cornmeal?
Any other kind of bread. Yeah, muffins, corn sticks.
Yeah.
Same type of bread, except in a different pan.
Yeah. Did you ever hear of a corn dodger?
Corn dodger. I heard of a corn dog, but not a dodger.
Not a dodger. Did you ever hear of making a kind of cornmeal concoction and boiling it in a cheesecloth with greens?
No.
No. Corn dumpling?
No.
Don't know that? Any kind of cornbread that you'd cook in the ashes?
Yeah.
What's that?
I've heard of that. You don't cook it. You cook it in a pan in the ashes. It's just another way of cooking it, old-fashioned way, which would still be corn... there's a name for that. They used to call it corn... we'd have to say cornbread, but they didn't call it cornbread.
What about a kind of cornbread that's very soft and you have to dish it up with a spoon?
Dressing.
All right. What's the kind that has onion in it and you eat it with fish, it's fried?
Hush puppies.
Yeah. How about the stuff that's cornmeal and water boiled together?
Cornmeal and water boiled together.
A lot of times they give it to sick people, I think.
Cornmeal and water. Cornmeal and water. You got...
mush?
Oh, we wouldn't do it that way.
How do you cook it, then?
You wouldn't cook it. Cornmeal. You're talking about just meal and water and boil it? Well, I'm just not thinking about it. Well, of course you would boil it, yeah. You make a mush that way.
Mm-hmm. Is this something that you eat?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I was telling you today. You bring that up just refresh my memory. But I don't like mush, but I guess that's the way you make it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know cook it. You just boil it
and
meat it up. Just cornmeal.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't like that.
Oh, one other corn product is the stuff that they served on the plate with my omelet tonight, the ground up white stuff. It's a breakfast food, a southern... Only
grits.
Yes. What do you call the kind that's made out of corn also, but it's the whole grain?
Hominy.
Pardon?
Hominy.
Okay. If you said hominy grits, what would you mean, or would you even
hominy
say...
hominy grits. Some people call them hominy grits.
Does that mean the big ones or the ground ones?
Not necessarily. If you just call it the hominy grits, it's just a name they use. The grits is grits and hominy is hominy. It's two different things.
So...
hominy is a whole grain. Grits are rough.
So you don't use hominy grits, then?
No.
Okay. Let's see. And you
I've heard them called hominy grits.